tree farmers enjoying the season. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Things have been fair. We get a little better every year.
This year, the season has been unbelievable.
Tennessee Christmas tree farmers talking about the season they've had so far, and while many are still feeling the effects from the slow economy, others have had to deal with drought issues and the loss of many seedlings. Charles Zierfals operates Baker's Creek Tree Farm in Blount County near Maryville.
Things have been fair. I've got two types of trees. I've got long needle white pine. I've got short needle Norway spruce. I'm still feeling the economy. There's no question about that. We've never come back.
Charles Zierfoss says it takes up to 7 years to get that tree ready for market, and there's a lot of work that basically goes unnoticed each year, but it's still part of the experience he was looking for when he planted his first trees in 1994. The other part?
I enjoy growing the trees. You're absolutely right with that. And my joy is to watch Grandpa play hide-and-seek in the trees with his grandchildren. That makes it all worthwhile.
In Montgomery County, Joy and Patricia Martin have been running Santa's Place Christmas Tree Farm between Clarksville and Fort Campbell for the past 10 years, and they're showing a significant increase in business this year.
I would say at least 25 to 30% more this year than it was last year. We had our first order of trees, then we went out and got another 50, and then we went out and got another 20. So it was like the doors opened, everybody came, everybody had a good time.
Joy Martin at Santa's Christmas Tree Farm says the work throughout the year definitely pays off when satisfied families get that experience of getting a real tree to take home.
But the investment in time and effort is well worth it. You see the satisfaction of our customers and the smile on our kids' faces.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.